This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Joining us on the Trocar College Live Line, tech reporter Mike Dubusky. We look at the week in tech and everything going on. All right, Mike, AI always in the news, something we're always talking about. It kind of disappeared for a second off of Twitter in the past week, and then it was back. I don't know exactly what happened overnight, but the Grok AI apparently was not acting the way it should be, so Elon Musk sent it to its room. Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, that's not an inaccurate description. So Grok is basically Elon Musk's take on ChatGPT. It's made by his artificial intelligence company. It's called xAI. And Grok is a chatbot, right? You can go to a website and you can have conversations with it. It will respond with AI-generated text. It can also create images, all the stuff that we normally expect a chatbot to do in 2025. Although it's worth mentioning, Grok has kind of lagged behind its competitors from OpenAI and Google when subjected to the benchmark tests that are our kind of like our best barometer for understanding how intelligent these things are relative to each other. Grok last week went on a pretty controversial and incendiary tirade on X, Elon Musk's social media platform. It posted a number of anti-Semitic things. It praised Adolf Hitler, even called itself Mecha Hitler at one point, and that landed X and xAI and Elon Musk in some controversy, right? This came after an update was shipped to this technology that supposedly made it more politically incorrect, which has been sort of something that Elon Musk has championed on this platform before, but whenever we see sort of content moderation guidelines like this be rolled back, inevitably some toxic content is not far behind, and Grok is the latest example of that. Now, Elon Musk commented on this. He said that basically they had made Grok too compliant to user prompts, that people were trying to manipulate this system, and it just didn't have the proper guardrails in place. They've deleted the posts and shipped another update to kind of combat this. But that is kind of where Grok found itself towards the middle of last week. And then separately from all that, Linda Yaccarino, who is the CEO of the social media platform X, stepped down, and that position has still not been filled about a week later.
How is Grok different from ChatGPT?
The way they sell it is that it's basically the cool chatbot, right? It doesn't have any sort of, politeness. It's kind of meant to be a little cooler, a little edgier than those other systems. You know, your mileage will vary. There's different sort of knobs they can turn internally to make this thing funnier, or what have you. But that's kind of how they sell it. As we said, it's not a great chatbot when compared to some of the others that are out there. It falls short on benchmark exams. And it's also been sort of behaving strangely over the last few months. In May, for example, Grok began randomly inserting references to white genocide in South Africa into pretty much every response, even responses that, you know, had nothing to do with that particular topic. Musk has also reportedly been frustrated with Grok ever since earlier this year. It claimed that he should be subjected to the death penalty, that he spread misinformation and what have you. So he followed that up last month by saying that Grok was essentially parroting legacy media and that he planned to make some big updates to the system. That kind of brings us to Grok today.
So I've got billionaires fighting with computers.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. This is normal?
His own computer, for what it's worth. Like, this is his own, you know, creation. And, you know, his concern, seemingly is the way he outlines it, is that, you know, these systems are trained on information from the internet, right? And he thinks that this is ingested too much of the quote-unquote legacy media and that it's parroting back, you know, talking points that, you know, are inaccurate, that he doesn't agree with. And that is why these changes were made. But again, it seemingly did not go particularly well for them. In spite of that, though, Grok is showing up in more and more stuff, guys. Over the weekend, certain Tesla vehicles started to get Grok integration. Can't control anything in the car just yet, but you can ask it questions if you own a Tesla that was made after 2021. And yesterday, we learned the Department of Defense is granting an up to $200 million contract to xAI to start integrating Grok into some of its workflows at the Pentagon, at the Department of Defense. So, you know, it's not going away anytime soon, seemingly.
Well, you know, in other tech news, Mike, Samsung showing off new foldable smartphones. I've seen these before, and I just never think they're right for me. I just feel like it's bound to break.
And that is something that has plagued this part of the smartphone market for a while now, is that it really only accounts for between 1% and 2% of the global smartphone market, though it is growing sort of marginally every year. Samsung has been plugging away its foldable smartphones for 7 generations now, and in New York City last week, they pulled the wraps off their latest generation, the Galaxy Z Fold 7 and the Z Flip 7. They kind of have two ways of thinking about foldable smartphones. One is a phone that kind of opens up to be like a small book or a small tablet computer, and the other is a flip phone where you can kind of flip it upwards and it kind of like replicates, you know, that. These latest models bring some pretty tangible improvements, namely to the design. The fold, the bigger one, kind of when it is folded and closed, it feels like a traditional smartphone. It has the same aspect ratio. It's actually a little bit lighter than Samsung's other more traditional phones, so they've really solved that sort of weight issue that has plagued this part of the industry for a while now. And it boasts kind of all the fastest processors and pretty robust battery life as well. So, you know, some pretty tangible improvements to the fold. The flip is a subtler update. It is thinner. It has a different aspect ratio as well, but it's kind of somewhere between a traditional smartphone and a smartwatch. Problem, guys, is still price. These things are really expensive. The fold goes for more than $2,000. The flip is $1,100. They did release a sort of, you know, to cost model recently called the FE, but even still, that's about $900. So these things are still luxury goods and still likely to remain a niche part of the market.
Kind of crazy. How much the StarTAC, the Motorola?
So the StarTAC is something else, but the Motorola does have foldable phones, the Razr, and they are actually significantly cheaper than Samsung's offerings. Been a real bugbear for Samsung over the last few generations, Motorola's take on this folding phone genre.
All right. It's
crazy.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for joining us. As always, Mike Tobusky, tech reporter with us live here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.